Let's bring in Mark Rogers from our Sportsnet 650 soccer analyst. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
That's a telling statement from Carl Robinson when he says we need to get better players. I mean, when you've just lost a game like that, and then all of a sudden you come out with that, that's a direct message to management saying we need more money.
Yeah, a couple seasons ago when they added the extra DP to the MLS rosters, it became more important not just that you had value for money, but that you went and signed some guys of a certain level. Now, and I'm not talking about, you know, guys that are probably 3 years into their retirement coming over for a paycheck. I'm talking about more akin to what Atlanta's doing with bringing in some young, up-and-coming talent like an Almiron. And that's sort of what this team is crying out for. That you could see it last night with Jordy Reyna is a good player. He didn't look at that last night, but it's really easy if you have one obvious threat to nullify it. And that's what Seattle did.
Mark, what one shot on goal in 3+ hours of play? Like, why all of a sudden try to reinvent the wheel? And it's funny because over the course of the World Series, we talked here on this show a lot about how Dodgers manager Dave Roberts almost tried to outsmart himself, overthink it at times. But this Whitecaps team was at their best when they pushed the tempo, they pushed the play. And here they try to all of a sudden try to act like there's somebody they're not trying to fit in, like we all tried to do in high school or something, and trying to be somebody they're not. And it didn't work for the Whitecaps. Why all of a sudden change it up here?
Well, you know, it's funny, James, this season, for large parts of the season, despite the results, the Caps from a performance standpoint weren't great. Mm-hmm. They were chipping in the odd goal on a set piece, winning against the run, heavily against the run of play at times. And they got themselves into a good league position because of that. Now, I think all the fans watched the San Jose game and got really excited. That was their best performance of the season. It was very exciting for this fan base. But it wasn't the norm throughout the season. That being said, I think the team played, it was a reflection of their manager. I agree that I think he may have overthought it. He was overly cautious in his approach. The notion that you can't keep a clean sheet, without putting everybody behind the ball at all times is silly to me. I think you can try to win the game and still be defensively responsible, and to generate one shot in two games, they're not playing Barcelona. They're playing a heavily wounded Seattle team with massive gaps in their roster as well. So I think they gave the Seattle Sounders far too much respect. And from what I heard going into the game, they're overwhelming favorites. This is a team that finished, that leapfrogged the Vancouver Whitecaps on the last day of the season when Carl Robinson took another questionable approach down in Portland and led them by 1 point. So I don't see this overwhelming favorites narrative holding any water. To me, it was just a way of getting out there in case they lost. And I think that's how they played.
We're talking,
you know, they played overly cautious.
We're talking soccer with Mark Rogers here on Sportsnet 650. Mark, one of the things that I noticed on Twitter last night after this game, the hashtag, mm-hmm. there seemed to be a lot of disgruntled Whitecaps fans using the hashtag Robbo out. Is Carl Robinson safe for next year, do you think?
I think so. You know, and I know the fans, look, sometimes it's how you lose, you know, mm-hmm. you don't mind if your team
exactly.
has a go and they lose to a Seattle Sounders team that, okay, they edge them with quality. The Whitecaps don't have a Ladero or a Dempsey. Okay. However, have a go and really show an intensity to go win this game. And I didn't think they showed that. I don't think Robbo, his job should be on the line. Don't forget, guys. Ooh, I think Robbo, if you're looking at the season as a whole, they felt that Robbo, they'd be questionable to make the playoffs right on the bubble. Now, Jordy Reyna, when his inclusion after preseason injury changed all that and really propelled this team forward, and they're one game away from finishing top of the Western Conference. So I don't think you can look past that. It's just the manner of how they approach that playoff series against Seattle, approach the run-in at the end of the season, that has put a little bit of heat on Carl Robinson, but I don't think at this time it's time for an alarmist view of this. I think they have to take stock of the season as a whole, and I think he'll be back for next season.
Mark, you mentioned that the Whitecaps don't have a Ladero and they don't have a Clint Dempsey, but neither did Seattle in the first leg of this series. They didn't have a Clint Dempsey either. And that, to me, is where the biggest mistake happened. Last night was the way it was. You're outside, you're in elements, it's rain, a lot of things can happen. But when you're inside and you're at home with no Clint Dempsey, and to put the lineup they did out and to not use Alphonso Davies at all and try and put him, he came in last night and at least created somewhat of some scoring opportunities. He missed the net, but at least he was getting things done. Could you imagine what would have happened if he would have walked into that game with the fan base they had and brought that energy and excitement that the Whitecaps didn't have in that first leg? To me, that's the biggest mistake that Robinson made, was playing the way he did in the first leg.
Yeah, the first leg sign was a signal of intent, and I think I spoke to you guys. And if you put yourself into the Seattle's boots, they're leaving BC Place going, well, wait a minute, you know, they didn't get a shot on us. Marshall had to come off injured. Alonzo's injured. Svensson's injured. No Dempsey. Rodriguez is injured. We've done all right here. We're going back to CenturyLink where we've lost one game. So I think you're right, Steven. That first leg was, if that was the intent of the Whitecaps' approach, I think it would have given Seattle a ton of confidence going home. You can't just turn on and off attacking intent with a switch, especially within the game. You can't just go all of a sudden in the 70th minute, guys, we're going to attack. It's a lot harder to do that than you think. So I agree with the approach. But one comment I want to make, too, is you have to also look at the performances of the players, too. Mm-hmm. And if you're assessing the guys, Breck Shea, so if you're going to have a defensive approach on Sunday, you are wholly reliant on Breck Shea to have a good performance, and he was poor. Montero was isolated. Bolaños was poor over both games, and I've heard a lot of comments coming out about, he's our best technical player, and that might be so, but his performances are so up and down, it's scary, and it was poor in both these legs. If he's going to, the way he gave away possession down in Seattle was not good enough. To Cher and Reyna, I don't know what to say. Are they hurt? Are they not hurt? They started and they played 30 minutes on Sunday, so they were fit. If you put yourself out there to play, you are declared fit and you're going to be assessed like any other player. And I thought they found it very easy to nullify Reyna. He had a poor outing as well. So I think you have to also look at the players, and some of the performance levels of the guys just weren't good enough in an attacking capacity. They didn't do enough when they got possession of the ball. They gave it away really, really recklessly. And when they went forward, they looked so hesitant in their attack. They didn't know, it almost looked like they didn't know what to do when they got to the attacking half.
Yeah.
Totally, 100%, Mark. I think you hit the nail on the head. Listen, thanks so much for doing this. It's a long off season, lots of speculation. It makes it fun for us. That's Mark Rogers, Sportsnet 650.